Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to each and every one of you beautiful souls to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father, and oh yes, His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, and redeeming Savior Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloved, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life that starts right here and now, based upon your believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth, as it says in Romans 10:9, you'll be saved. You don't have to wait until you float away on some cloud up into glory to experience eternal life. It starts right here and right now. We're just experiencing eternal life on this earth realm. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Yes, Lord, yes. Because, listen, God is not a respected person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration and uplift from the book of 1 Timothy 6 and 6. The Apostle Paul speaks to his young protege, Pastor Timothy, about the beauty of godliness and contentment. Prior to this statement, the apostle describes the opposite of being content and having godliness. How somehow some have even preached Christ may do so with conceit and envy, causing strife and malicious talk and suspicion on top of that. Listen, y'all, we are warned against such behaviors and motives, and we must be prepared to take the appropriate measures and actions when they do surface. Amen. We're going to talk about contentment and godliness here on this Fire Gospel Experience. My special guest is here, a young man of God that is doing some tremendous works that you all are going to be so blessed when he speaks words that's going to impact your life. He is a top producing realtor. He is a speaker, purpose coach, author, poet, mentor, and listen, I'm trying to tell you, this man of God is going to bless y'all with some real man talk, because a lot of y'all are wondering, what is a real man? A lot of y'all are talking about, where are the real men? Well, me and man of God, Brother Andre Notice, is going to share some information based upon our testimonies and life experiences that we hope will help clarify some of the what some have found to be mysterious about us men. We're not so mysterious. Sometimes we may just be not fully understood, if not overlooked. And then later on in the broadcast, I will be shining my artist spotlight on urban gospel artist, man of God, Stephen Judah is here. Lord Jesus, we're going to have a men's day right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So why don't you go ahead and call your family member, friend, co-worker, neighbor, anybody that you know right now could use some good godly inspiration and some wonderful toe-tapping, finger-popping, head-bobbing gospel music that's going to uplift your soul as we glorify God. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for moving through us, in us, and for us to do things that we could never do on our own. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Lean
Yes, 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 right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, yours truly, Ron E. Jefferson. If I have not learned anything in all these years of living, one thing that I have learned is, and that is to call on your name. Not talking about your name, not talking about your name over there, talking about the name of Yahweh God, the Eternal One, the Ancient of Days, the God that is spoken of in God's Holy Word in the Bible. Thank you, man of God, Emmanuel, the prophet, for starting this fire gospel off with some show enough gospel heat. Call your name. Amen. Those right there. My special guest is here, an awesome young man of God. He is a 17-year licensed top producing realtor, speaker, poet, purpose coach, mentor, and author. His caring, compassion, community efforts, as well as social media influence have led him to many speaking engagements, TV, and media appearances, multiple awards, magazine features, and publications. This success, he'll be happy to tell you, came only after being homeless for 3 years, including sleeping in his car while selling homes. Now, he's coaching others and reminding them their past does not dictate their future. He believes God gets the glory for his story, and there's no test without a testimony. And there is no testimony without a test. So without any further ado, y'all, my pleasure and my privilege to introduce my special guest, man of God, Andre Notice, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, he is. Oh, yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Bless you, man of God, Andre Notice. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, sir.
Man, thank you for having me on the call. I'm excited to be here, my brother.
My brother, my good brother. Listen, I am so looking forward to having this conversation. It just blesses my heart when men come on the program, because I always say this, and I'm going to continue to say it. The sisters have responded to the call to be my special guest for the last 4 years of this particular broadcast. I've been blessed to do this for the last 8 years on internet radio. But the men, sometimes it seems like, just not as, I guess you could say, available in their own reason, for whatever the case may be. But it just excites me, because I know when a man does come this way, that God has sent him. So we are looking forward to a wonderful conversation, my good brother. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are on a personal note, apart from that wonderful and very glowing introduction that I gave you. Tell us a little bit about man of God, Andre Notice, from whatever point in life you'd like to begin.
All right. Well, I am your rhyming realtor for your dream home when you need to buy or sell. I am the purpose coach for those that feel like they're going through hell. I am the speaker here to motivate, encourage, and inspire. I am a poet as well. I grab the mic to spit bars of fire. The book that I wrote is Changing Lives as Well. A servant is what I am, on a mission to serve, not sell. When it's all said and done, I help others reach their full potential by helping them find their purpose to find true joy. It is essential. Andre Notice is my name, and inspiration is who I be. It is true, I live to give, and you will notice me.
Amen. I hope y'all heard that poetic tone in his voice. That brother sounded like he ready to recite a few verses and a few choruses of some of his original pieces that I'm sure, and I'm hoping and looking forward to you sharing maybe some poetic expressions with us, good brother, later on in the broadcast. I hope you can accommodate that.
All right.
So, amen. Listen, good brother, listen. My thing is relationships, too, because I don't think people fully are aware of the intricacies of relationships, because a relationship is based on everything, not just with people and situations and places that we go, but what about relationships within ourselves? Now, I shared in your bio about how you had gone through some very, very trying and difficult days. Can you share with us maybe some of the most intimate things that you learn about your relationship with yourself. And then maybe we'll talk about your relationship with God, because I'm sure they're so innately connected together. But tell us about, what did you learn about Andre Notice when you were going through your most difficult days?
I learned that I can allow myself to go through certain times, and I learned that as I'm going through these times, I don't have to allow my circumstance to dictate how I think. So that's the reason why I decided to get addicted to personal development. And I learned that no matter what situation that I'm faced with, I knew that I had the ability to focus on a way out, focus on solutions, focus on what I wanted to obtain or achieve or acquire, even during the midst of the storm. And I learned a lot about myself. I learned that whatever I put my mind to, I could achieve it.
Amen. And that's so true. And I really want to go back and focus in on the word that you spoke, that for many uses has a negative connotation to it, and that's that word addicted. Because I have gone through periods and times in my life where addiction had ruled over my life and brought me through some very dark days. And so I thank God now for his redeeming power. Because sometimes, you know, even as Christians, you know, we may fall back. We may backslide. And yes, we're saved, but guess what, good brother Andre? We'll need God to come and rescue us from ourselves. And that word addicted, it can be seen in a very positive light. And you just shared it right there. You said you became addicted to personal development. And what I found out with myself is that addiction by itself is not a negative thing. It's just on what the addiction is to and with.
Exactly.
And what I found out is God wants us to be spiritually minded, good brother, so that we'll feed on him and become addicted to God. It says in the word of God that if we seek ye first the building of his kingdom, that he'll take care and supply all of our needs and wants. So can you tell us about how addiction in your life to your spiritual connection with God has opened the doors of what we can testify just from hearing you share about your successes? Talk about how your addiction to and with your relationship with God open up doors that you know you couldn't have opened up on your own.
Well, yeah, so that's really the foundation of everything that I've been able to accomplish, even though I believe I'm really just getting started. It really starts with having that spiritual foundation, because even though I'm listening to, you know, motivational speakers and other successful individuals who may be coming from a biblical context, the words that come out of their mouth, the message that they're still relaying to, still have a spiritual foundation and context behind them if you know the word. So you can actually listen to something that's been said and say, hey, man, that's straight out of James. Hey, that's straight out of Matthew, you know? And so that's really the foundation as to everything that I've learned, even listening to individuals that are not preaching per se.
Amen. You know, brother, you're on point. And I do believe iron sharpens iron. And I know it's no coincidence that you and I have this opportunity to speak together with each other and with the listening audience. But I'm going to share this with you, because we have to go back. Because, see, I've always been a word person. I can balance a checkbook, man, but numbers is not real my real thing. I can add, I can subtract, I can multiply, divide, but I'm more of a word person. And more of poetry, more of writing, and more of history. And see, now that I look over my life and reflect back to even my years in grade school and high school, I can see now how God was really formulating my personal characteristic for me to eventually find my destiny and my calling and my purpose. And words, good brother, was what God spoke everything into existence. You are so correct, because God has attached a spiritual realm and power and significance with our words. If you keep on speaking a certain thing and feeding your spirit that diet, it's going to have an effect on you either positively or negatively. Good brother.
Agreed.
What words would you say to someone right now that is in a gray area of their life? It don't have to be a dark area, but it's a state of stillness. It's a state of no motivation and no movement, and they are wondering what can they do to get out of this state of feeling lost and feeling alone.
That's a great question. You mentioned me doing a poetry piece. I'm going to give you the introduction to my affirmation poem. And the introduction is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God because God was the Word. Then that Word became flesh so we could live by what we've heard. Out of the darkness he formed light from the words from which he said, let there be, and there was. Creation from words in his head. And he gave that same power to everyone, including me, so that with my mouth I could create what I am to be. So with that said, I speak life over every area and situation. I am what I say, and I say what I am through the power of these declarations. I am love. I am patient. I am kind and perfect health. I am generous, I am peace, I am living in abundant wealth. And then I just continue on the rest of the poem. But my point is, if you listen to the words carefully, when the Lord created the earth and the world, the Word says that he created it with his words.
Yes.
And if you believe that you're God's child, he gave that same power to you. The only difference is because God lacks no faith, he says it one time and it is so.
That's it.
Because you are flesh and you are human, you can't say it one time and it is so unless your faith backs it up. And the only way to get your faith to reach the level that it needs to reach for you to say it and it to be so is for you to say it multiple times until you start to believe it. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing. And hearing.
Yes, sir.
And hearing.
Yes, sir.
So it doesn't matter if somebody tells you it or you say it yourself. If you hear it enough times, pretty soon you're going to believe it. So to that individual, I would say, what is it that you want to obtain, achieve, and acquire? What is the outcome? What is the result that you want? And once you know what that result is, write it down. And write it down in I am form, because God says that I am who I am. And you are God's child. You are who he says you are. And remind yourself every single day. Look in the mirror and remind yourself that you are a conqueror, that you are victorious, that you are a winner, that you are a leader, that you are a multimillionaire, whatever it is. If the word says let the weak, if the word says let the weak say I am strong, then shouldn't the poor say I am rich?
That's right.
Shouldn't the unhealthy, the sick person, shouldn't they say I am healthy?
Yes,
whatever it is that you want to claim, speak that. It doesn't matter what your current situation is. It doesn't matter what your past situation is. Speak that which you want to achieve, acquire, and the results that you want to see over your life. Speak that now.
Amen.
And speak it with confidence.
Amen.
Speak it with boldness. Speak with conviction. And it will be as you say once your faith backs it up.
And you're so correct. One of the things that we have to fully embrace and understand is that when we're speaking about eternity, which is the realm that God exists in, we are in this confinement known as time and space. See, God is saying what was is and will be is all happening right now in the eternal sense. It's the eternal now. Everything is now. Past, present, and future, eternally speaking, exists on the same plane, which God sees as eternally now. So what God is saying and what good brother Andre has just helped us understand a little bit more clear is that don't wait until your circumstances change to claim the victory. The Bible tells mm-hmm. us that we are to shout now because we understand that God is overseeing our lives and that eventually in time, just like in eternity, we've already gained the victory. That's why it says for us to live by that faith that God is able to keep us, restore us, and help us to overcome. Because, listen, the bottom line is he told us, he said, the battle ain't even yours. You just going through it because you chose me. The battle is mine. He said vengeance is mine. I will repay. What I want y'all to do is to stand still, be faithful, proclaim the truth as I feed it to your spirit, and then let me demonstrate what it means to be just like Jesus Christ, my son, through your very own life. Yes, sir. Repetition, my good brother. And right thinking and affirmations will lead us to a positive mindset. We got to have our mindset, good brother. Don't we have to have our mindset? We can't be wavering to and fro. We can't be up one day and down the next. I know we have emotions, good brother, but we have to find some stability somewhere. Can we talk about stability of mind when it comes to spiritual living?
Yeah, so when it comes to stability, that I believe that a big part of that comes from what you just said, repetition. Because it doesn't matter what you say to yourself one time. You got to say it multiple times.
Thank you.
The Bible talks about renewal of the mind. That's a daily thing. In order to remain and have that, you know, that stability, you have to make sure that you're consistent and persistent. I heard somebody say that persistence is another word for faith, because if you didn't have faith, you wouldn't persist.
Yes, sir.
That came straight from Earl Nightingale. So if you believe you're a person of faith, you need to persist in that, whatever it should be.
That's so true. Wow. Thank you. I can recall one of my mentors, Timothy Thompson. He is the director over at Emmanuel House, where I had to go and get some additional help for changing my living habits and my thinking and to overcome my past mistakes. Because guess what? We all make mistakes, but do we all leave enough room to forgive ourselves so that that mistake won't haunt us is the question. He told me, he said, listen, there is no such thing as try. Either you will or you won't. That's why vocabulary and language is so crucial to our establishing a firm and solid mental foundation in our spiritual living. Because what we say and what we think we believe, it will be challenged. Because we're living in a world that primarily is opposed to the will of God. So automatically there's going to be a deviation between how we think and how we live and how others think and live. Because they're not concerned with godly living. They're not concerned with spiritual living. Their God is their own selves. Their God is their ego. Their God is driven by their own human carnal purposes. And I want to go back, if I can, good brother, because I told you I don't want us to try to rush through this conversation. I already shared with you that I want Holy Spirit God to lead our thoughts as we have this discussion. So I want to hold all of those thoughts right there, because I think that is a beautiful format that we've already laid out for our listeners. But I really want to jump into your area of, guess what? Yes, sir. I want to talk about understanding relationships. I am so tired of hearing sisters complain about there's no good men and where are all the good men. And I'll share with them my thoughts is that a lot of good brothers are being overlooked. Sometimes you sisters can't see the forest for the trees. And I need to really be specific, Brother Andre, about this so-called statistic about men having such a numerical advantage of men over women. I'm going to say this. If you take all of the sisters that are still wounded, hurt, and carrying baggage from past painful relationships, they're not ready for a healthy relationship. So that cuts into that ratio a little bit. And then you have women, I'm going to say of our nationality, African, black, that are dating other ethnicities. I don't have a problem with that because I believe it's the different colors that make the rainbow so beautiful. As long as he's loving you, taking care of you, it's all good. But also, that's cutting into the ratio. And then there are women out there that are trying alternative lifestyle. That I have an issue with because that is ungodly according to the Bible. Women shouldn't be laying with women. Men shouldn't be laying with men. So that also cuts into the ratio of women. And a lot of times we talk about men being incarcerated. Guess what? Our country incarcerates more men and more women than any other country in the world. How's that for statistics? So what it appears to be a numerical advantage is really not, because I waited 14 years before I remarried your brother. And in those 14 years, I ran into a lot of sisters that have issues. And I'm not trying to bash or not trying to make nobody feel bad, but it seems like every time we try to bring up our issues and our discussions, we get a lot of pushback because it seems like some women are not willing to allow brothers the freedom to speak about what we go through, about our disappointments, about our failed relationships and the pains that we go through. So when, let's say a sister asks you, Brother Andre, where are all the good men? Oh, I tell you what, let's start this conversation with what is a real man in your opinion, good brother. Let's start right there. What's a real man, Brother Andre?
What is a real man? You're right, though. It really comes down to an individual asking that question and what their definition is. It's a subjective term, but since you asked me personally, it's somebody that's going to step up and take care of responsibilities and understanding who his place is, not only in life but in God. That's a real person, you know, that's going to do things in such a way, not only because he's looked at a certain way, but because it's supposed to be done that way. So it's an integrity thing, and it's also grounded and rooted in the foundation that is Christ-like.
Amen. I know one thing. A real man is willing to back up what he says. He's not just willing to talk the talk, but he's willing to walk the walk that he just got through talking. You'll be able to see a real man stand and set patterns of positivity. He is willing to admit when he's wrong. We have no problem with saying, I don't know, because we have learned that life is a series of lessons. And for me to egotistically say, I know when I don't know, I have really just dumbed down, Brother Andre, because I've missed the opportunity to embrace more enlightenment in knowledge and in wisdom.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that. Real men are not going to do that. And I'm going to say this too, and we're going to take a music break because I want some of all of this beautiful, honest, transparent sharing that we have stated to kind of marinate and sink into my listeners' hearts, minds, and souls, is that a real man is not going to be swayed by the masses. See, a real man, once he speaks it, it comes from a place of deep investment in himself. It comes from a place of deep commitment. This is what I stand by, and I'm willing to be my own backup if I have to, because I know, like you said, good Brother Andre, I'm with God, and God is with me. And Mama of God, Delphi, is going to sing it, because, listen, once you understand that not only are you on the Lord's side, like it says in the book of Joshua, but God is on your side, and he is always here with me. Lord Jesus.
to make all my dreams come true. I'm the one with the poetry. I hope you notice me, a vision of love that sees jump in the sunshine. I'm flashing my joy on you. I'm not the fast nor the furious. I'm taking my time with you because I'm so serious. All these mysteries got me so curious. Come a little bit closer where I exist. Earth permits your presence in my content. Blagging you everywhere on the internet. I'm so obsessed cause I'm sure that your love's the best. I'm on a quest to show why I am so blessed. Above the rest, favor not fair. A diamond so rare, purchased with prayer. Excuse my behavior, I just love it when God is in here. See, I'm going there for a smile that's so pure. Let love endure. Praise to make all my dreams come true. I'm the one with the poetry. I hope you notice me, a vision of love that sees jump in the sunshine. I'm flashing my joy on you. You got that walk on the beach vibe. I'm glad I got God on my side. Who else talks with the most high? Of course I'm lifted when the sun rises. So I'm running for my first prize. Jumping dimension in different times. With the song, melody, lyrics and rhymes. Killing them softly in my prime. Is this a crime? Well surely you forgive me. Like a postcard sign, yours truly. Del Fire, your daughter, predestiny. I come here to give you all the glory. Praise of me. To make all my dreams come true. I'm the one with the poetry. I hope you notice me, a vision of love that sees jump in the sunshine. I'm flashing my joy on you.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, 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 indeed. Father God, we are so grateful that you are here with me, here with us. As woman of God, Del Fire just got through singing, Father God, we sing our praises to you. We lift you up high. We have no shame in our relationship with you because there is no greater gift of knowledge other than to know that you are here with us and your great and precious promise that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us, no matter what we go through, no matter what whomever in our past has harmed, hurt, or caused us to feel less than you created us to be, we now embrace new knowledge of how you have freed us and made us whole. And we thank you and we give you praise, honor, and glory for restoring us into the beautiful people that you sent us into this world to show everyone about the good, great, and powerful things you have done in our lives. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God, we say thank you. We praise you. Amen, amen, amen. Man of God, Andre Notice is here just sharing some good, good spiritual truth. I told y'all, like I always do at the beginning of this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast, we're here to give you some good godly inspiration, as well as some of the grooviest gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Didn't y'all know gospel music has reached a point where it's so cool, it's so clever now, we can just let it flow in all of its different beautiful phases. Man of God, we were talking about relationships. And is there anything else that you might want to add that you may want to say to the brothers out there, you may want to say to the sisters out there when it comes to relationships? What has God shared in your spirit at this very moment to speak that's going to be some good for us listening?
I would say that you get that which you focus on, negative or positive. So if you focus on and you say out of your mouth or you think about the fact that there's no more good men or women, that's exactly what you're going to attract. So, for instance, if you think and focus on debt, debt is what you get. It doesn't matter if you focus on get in or get out. If you're thinking debt, debt is what you get. Likewise, if you're focusing on no good men, you're going to attract no good men because that's what you're focusing on. Uh-oh. So whatever you focus on is what you're going to get, what you're going to attract.
I certainly believe that if your mind is made up that there are no good men out there, one of them could fall right in your lap and you wouldn't even recognize it. And I know.
I agree
that. That goes for men, too. That goes for men, too, because I know all the sisters out there say, well, that men do the same thing. Yeah. But whenever we try to speak about the issues we go through, our conversation kind of gets deflected or gets misdirected off of what we're trying to say to try to introduce another conversation. And that's the issue that I have when I'm on social media and then I try to share from my perspective and my experience. Some women are just not willing to hear it, and I know brothers are not easy to get along with. Let me say that. I say that in my second book, Brother Andre Notice. I wrote a book for the ladies first entitled Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself. And my second book was primarily for the brothers, the man code, being a man of purpose on purpose. One of the first things that I tried to share in both of those books is that I'm sorry to say that the majority of men that I've experienced, I ain't going to say majority, but there's a great number of men out there that have not mentally and emotionally developed beyond high school. And I believe that's true, and that's why I believe women have such a difficult time trying to understand men, because they're looking at a grown man body, but they're not realizing that inside that grown man body is probably still a little boy wandering around calling the shots. I'm just being honest. So good, brother. Why don't you share with us some exploits and some excerpts, if you will, from your book that you've written. Tell us about your book. I know you're an author. Tell us about it.
God gave me the title for the book about 5-6 years ago, entitled Your Purpose Is Not For Me. And I never did anything with it. The book was not even written. I didn't even pick up a pen and started writing the book until February of last year. And within a couple of months, the book was complete, and I launched it last year, and it's been a blessing to quite a few people.
Okay.
Absolutely. I've been grateful for that. So my book is about helping people understanding their purpose and understanding why it's not for them. I believe that, as Dr. Miles Monroe says, most people live and die and never even figure out why they were even here because of fear.
Wow.
And I say that if you want to know what you were created for, you got to go back to the creator.
That's right. That's right. Good word.
And in the book, I pretty much talk about the relationship between something that is created and something that was and the creator. So putting things in proper perspective to understand that you didn't create yourself. So you could not create your purpose for yourself.
That's true. That's true. Amen. I think that's very spiritually uplifting to know that once the project of your book was revealed to you, you were able to move, I believe, under the influence of your own motivation, but as well as maybe, I'm going to say, supernaturally and spiritually motivated by God. I believe the time that you wrote the title, God was using the time in between the title was given and when the book was given, so that I guess some more seasoning in your thought and articulation and your ability to share it was needed before you actually started the writing. So is there a process of identification, and when that identification becomes materialized, is that something that you can share with us from the time the title was given until the book was written? Can you share with us a little bit about what was going on inside your mind and spirit in between those two times?
I'd like to say that it was something like that, but in all honesty, it was really just procrastination and fear. I didn't know how to go about it. He gave me the title, but I didn't really know. Sometimes God will give you a vision, but he won't give you a time frame for when it's supposed to be unfolded.
Right.
And I didn't have a time frame.
Right.
But I did start writing when I felt the time was right. It doesn't mean that I could not have written sooner. So part of it was procrastination. Part of it was a little bit of fear of not knowing how it was going to be received. Part of it was not knowing even how to get started. Just like everybody else, man, I fight some of these same battles that we all deal with in fear and procrastination and getting started. But the most important thing is I did it anyway.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Well, I'm going to say right there, it didn't have to be real profound. What you just shared was also necessary to be spoken, because a lot of times we think sometimes things are maybe even in reflection is sometimes maybe so clear that we can articulate it. But just like you said, there may be those periods of doubt and uncertainty that we can maybe in retrospect recognize, because that's not going to be the last time that we identify uncertainty and doubt in our lives, good brother Andre. So our past experiences, whatever they may be, I believe should be stored up in our memory banks for our learning, so that we can acquire these things and say, you know what, this feels very familiar. I can recall going through this mental state, this emotional state before. So guess what? I know now better how to handle these things. Amen.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, absolutely. Life is one test that is compiled and composed of other small tests. And what I've learned about taking tests is, to the degree that you don't pass the test, you're doomed to repeat it. So you better recognize those tests and those questions and get these answers, because if you don't, you're going to retake that test.
Absolutely. And repetition is good. We already spoke about the beauty of repetition, is to get us to come to the right and appropriate conclusions, because it's those conclusions that's going to help us rise above where we were into who God already intended for us to be. My good brother, you have so blessed us. You have encouraged us in so many different ways. I hope and I am looking forward to having you come back and share with us again, good brother, whenever your schedule allows. You're
right.
Certainly welcome. You have a VIP invitation to come back to this Fire Gospel Experience, man, whenever you feel that burning inside your spirit. You say, you know what, I'm going to come back to that platform and talk to my good brother Ron E. Jefferson one more time and the listeners and share what God is speaking to me in my life. And I want to share not just because I'm bragging about all the success that God has given me, but I want to brag on the God that gives successes to me and to everyone else that will just follow the ways and the will of God honestly, openly, with everything that we have. And that right there is a work all by itself, because our flesh bodies, our old carnal ways and thoughts, and sometimes society and even peers, family members and friends will always challenge this transformational work that's going on in our lives. And we have to be steadfast, unmovable, always rebounding and resounding in the work of the Lord so that we can stay on our course and be polite and be courteous, but also bold for our faith when we are, I'm going to say, obtrusively being offended and our faith being offended. We have to stand and let people know that we're not no pushovers just because we choose the ways of Christ. People sometimes take our kindness and meekness for weakness, good brother. You know that's the truth. And then we have to stand flat-footed and let them know, look, I'm just telling y'all how I'm living. Now, God is our strength. Good brother, listen. I would like for you to share with the listening audience, sir, how you can be contacted, because I know people are going to want to meet you. They're going to want to greet you. They want to see you face-to-face or maybe with a virtual Zoom StreamYard platform of some type where you could continue to share your wisdom, knowledge, and experience and all the keys to success that you have been blessed to receive. How can you be reached? What contact information do you have, email or phone number? And then, good brother, I would like for you to share all your social media contacts as well so that my listeners can follow you on social media. And then please let us know how your book can be purchased.
All right. I'm really easy to find. Andre Notice. Notice is my real last name. That is not a marketing gimmick. Notice is spelled just like the word, N-O-T-I-C-E. I'm actually excited to say I am Googleable. So you can Google me, Andre Notice. You can also go to AndreNotice.com, and there you can find everything. My website is there. A link to purchase my book is there. My social media is there. Publications is there. Just go to AndreNotice.com or just Google me, and I'm real easy to find. And my hashtag / my Instagram is You Will Notice Me, the letter U, and Will Notice Me. And I believe you will.
Amen. Wonderful, good brother. I am extremely proud of the success that you have. I am extremely excited about your exuberance and your transparency about your relationship with Jesus Christ, not hiding who you are, who you have committed your life to, and certainly the successes, the recognition, and the rewards that you have, I believe, is a result of what I just stated, your commitment to Christ. I just think it's crucial, and I try to make this point when it's appropriate, that the awards and the recognition and the accolades, if it's God's will come, but our priorities have to be in proper alignment and in proper position. If you're striving for rewards, guess what? Even if you get the rewards, you may lose an intimate level and consistent contact with God while we're pursuing these earthly things that the Bible tells us will rust and fade away. And even those things that we've been blessed with, the Bible says those things can be stolen from us. And then where would we be? So if we just keep our minds and focus on our relationship with God first, even if we don't receive these rewards and recognitions, good brother Andre, I would not trade a trophy, award, or a hand clap for my relationship with our Creator for nothing in the world. So I just try to share that to put it in proper perspective, because God wants to bless us, but he's more concerned with our intimate relationship more than it is with us being applauded and awarded. Amen.
Agreed.
Amen. Good brother, I thank you. My prayer for you is that God will continue to use you, work with you, to you, and through you to be a bright, shining light wherever you go all of your days. If you need me, call me. I'm here for you. I ain't got a whole lot of money, but I ain't scared. Hey?
All right. Sounds like a plan, my brother. I look forward to it.
Amen. You certainly have my prayers. You certainly have my recommendation for anyone that's looking for a good brother. For a real man, I'll let him know, get in touch with Man of God, speaker, top producing realtor, purpose coach, author, as well as poet and mentor, Man of God, Andre Notice. Now, if you got that poetic piece before you go, I would love to hear you share some of those words and expression of poetry, brother Andre Notice. I didn't forget.
I'll share a little piece with you. Let's see here. Constant struggle of this life, never ending. Constant progression of my faith, need mending. Heartache, heartbreak, heart left distressed. Disappointed, disabled, not remembering, I'm blessed. Hell bound from lost to found, after he's picked me off the ground. Unable to hear his voice, I made the choice to sleep around. But through these struggles, I kept my head to the sky, knees bent, eyes closed, with my arms held high. Confusion, disillusion was not meant for my conclusion, but the fusion of sin and flesh being life is an illusion. But the fusion of sin and flesh being life is an illusion. But the fusion of sin and flesh being life is an illusion. But even with this intrusion, he gave his life for my exclusion. And yet, and still on a hill with his destiny to fill, his blood shed, they killed him dead. Now more than a conqueror in his word, he said. There's power in his blood. There's power in his name. There's power in the cross. That's how I got to joy from shame. The victory is mine. I've already won. I've overcome all these attacks when God sent his only son.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's what I'm talking about, y'all, right there. Man of God, Andre Notice, he can come to your event, be it real, on a stage or a platform, at a revival, or on a Zoom, StreamYard platform as well, ready to accommodate you and represent his faith, his understanding and experience on all the different levels. You can contact him for business, you can contact him for spiritual reasons, or you can just contact him for maybe mentorship, because there are so many brothers out there, Brother Andre, that really need a friend like you and I that's not going to put them down, that's not going to try to act like they're less than, but just try to show them what God has showed us, and then hope and pray that they become the beautiful men that God has already intended to be. I appreciate you, good brother. Looking forward to having you come
back. Absolutely. Before I go, there's one more thing I want to say, man. The coaching that I do, there are three different individuals that I assist with. My program is for individuals who are just trying to, who feel lost, trying to find their way, trying to get some direction in their life, trying to find out their purpose. The second person it speaks to is that individual who would like to go from employee to entrepreneurship. So I help you pinpoint your passion and purpose and position yourself for profit by becoming an entrepreneur. And then the last person is a person that is already an entrepreneur. They already have a business, but they're trying to take it to the next level. So if any one of those speak to you, let's talk.
Amen. Let's get it going. It's all about kingdom, collaboration, success, business, and victory when it comes to my good brother, Man of God, Andre Notice. Good brother, appreciate you, man. Looking forward to having you come back. Let's work it out. Let's do it.
Thank you for having me, brother.
Amen. Andre Notice, we're right here, y'all. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Amen. 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 And listen, this is how we do things here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Listen, I would love to have you come in and be my special guest as well. You can get in touch with me, 870-413-0220 is my personal cell phone number to call. And amen, it's all about kingdom business. Ain't no funny business. You can send me an email and say, good brother Ron, I heard your Fire Gospel Experience broadcast. I'm looking for ministers, preachers, teachers, gospel artists. You don't need to have a big name. You don't need 3 million followers liking everything you say and do. All you got to do is have a sincere heart. And you want to share what God has given you to share. You don't need a special position or nothing like that. God sent me on a ministry search for those people that he's touched. And I want you all to touch us with what God has touched you himself. Give me an email, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, or hit me up on my DM with none of that funny stuff, y'all. It's all about kingdom collaboration. Ron E. Jefferson right there on Facebook. Amen. And you will be blessed with this kingdom collaboration, because God has given me a beautiful promise. As long as I do his will, he's promised to give me the fruit of the land, the expanse of territory, and he will bless me with good, great, and mighty things that I know I could never achieve and receive on my own. But please understand, that's not just a personal blessed invitation and admission from God, but he'll do the very same thing for you. It's all about us working together for his glory. Amen, folks, right there. Here's Hurricane Man and staying lucky, because, oh my God, don't y'all understand that he chose me and he chose you too. We are chosen people of God.
He chose me.
Man, that's what's up, Stan, you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm glad we got together on this track, man. We can go ahead and uplift these people down and out, because he chose us. We lift you up.
I'm crying, I'm crying, I'm weary,
I'm weary, Lord.
I'm praying, I'm low,
praying, Lord.
He chose me,
he chose
to lift you up.
I lift you up, I lift you up.
He chose me,
he chose me,
he chose me,
he chose
to lift you up, he chose me,
he chose
me to lift you up. I'm crying,
I'm
weary,
I'm
praying, I know
you.
He chose me to lift you up.
From
my
note, Jesus, to that one G, to the OG, that's who God me and provides me positivity.
Your mind frame, because the way you think can set up everything, and I ain't gone, it ain't gonna tell you wrong, so keep on keeping on, so many blessings from above, that will keep me strong.
He chose me,
he chose me,
he chose me to lift you up, he chose me,
he chose
me to lift you up.
Then.
I know he told me.
told me, Hurricane he told me, yeah.
He chose me to lift you up. He chose me. He chose me to lift you up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He chose me. And what a blessed thing it is to be chosen by our God. That is the sound of Hurricane Maine and Stan Lackey. He chose me, Lord Jesus. I get happy all over again whenever I hear that. That just blesses my heart. You're tuned in to Fire, y'all, the gospel experience. We will be coming up with my Shine Artist Spotlight, where I am looking for all of you anointed people of God that are out there doing y'all thing, that are out there grinding for Jesus. Amen. I want y'all to know I want to put y'all in my Artist Spotlight, just like I did with this young man that's going to be joining us. He is, without a doubt, a producer, urban gospel artist, talking about man of God. Stephen Judah is here. And I'm going to tell y'all something. He shows some very Christ-like personalities with his perseverance. Amen. Because this brother was sending me music. This brother was sending me messages. But he did it in such a cordial, such a polite way. I never felt pressured about it. I just said, you know what? I need to bring this young man on just so that he can have this opportunity to let the world know, talk about everybody, about the good things that God has done for him and that God is still doing in his life. And that is such a wonderful blessing. I'm excited. I'm happy to have this young man here with us. We're going to shine him in our outer spotlight. Yes, we are. Don't y'all worry about it. But right now, here is man of God, T-Rex, talking about Terrell Simon. And all he wants you to know is that he, like all of us, are made in his image. Talking about God's image.
Yeah, it's like I hit rock bottom, yeah. I cast my cares, but I feel like he's forgotten, yeah. My doubt becomes toxic. He put the mirror to my face and reminds me that I look just like him, yeah. I was made in his image. Took a while for me to see it. Path was paved from the beginning. Took a while for me to reach it. Strayed away from my lineage. I'm a child, I wouldn't be it. All obstructions I put upon my face had to delete them. Man, I know my identity. It's the one that I was born with. I can't allow the enemy to try to toy with it. This flesh is crazy, it got a lot of thorns with it. But he helps me push through to feel the joy in it. I still have some dirt, hey, that's where I came from. I still have the hurt, his love makes the pain numb. My struggle's not in vain as long as it saves one. Then bask in his glory, I can't wait till that day come. Day come, day come, day come, day come.
He made the earth, he made the stars. He made the moon, he made the sun, he made the animals, then he made us. Oh, never ever will I say that I can't conquer a certain thing. Cause God made me in his image, said that he giveth me dominion over the earth. So I'm living like I own the air, air that I breathe, like I own the fish in the sea. gotta do in the morning, so I don't catch myself slipping. Stand still, let go, let God, then I'm living like I own the air, air that I breathe, like I own the fish in the sea. And it's my responsibility to show that with God I can do anything.
In the very image of God, once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord of your life. Amen goes right there. Sons of Man of God, Terrell T-Rex Simon, had the pleasure of meeting that young man at the 2021, I believe it was 2021 awards down there at the Spin Awards. Him and I'm talking about Man of God Samuel Brown. Looking forward to meeting them again in the future whenever opportunity arises. You talking about some God-blessed men. I'm talking about men of God that have no shame in their game, love God. T-Rail T-Rex Simon in his image. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you anointed people of God that have this amazing talent. And I just got to bring this big old spotlight and just shine it on y'all to expand the territory of your ministry. That's what it's really all about. Amen goes right there. So that you all can be as fruitful as God has always intended. See, that's the beauty of collaborating with other people of God. People be talking about, I can worship God and I can praise God at home. Well, the thing about it is you can't be obedient to God by worshiping and praising God alone. Exclusively, God says, forsake not ye the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, because the gift that you have is not just for your own personal exaltation, but it's also for the emboldenment and the improvement and the encouragement of other believers, the body of Christ. So this man of God, I'm trying to tell y'all, he was just so positively persistent, so cordially polite. I knew that at some point in time, I wanted this good brother to come in so that we can shine the artist spotlight on him. Talking about Man of God, Stephen Judah, or Stephen Foreman, depending on how you know him. And he's here to share the message that it won't be long. So y'all, talking about everybody, including myself, better get...
those who have kept the faith, I just want to say that
it won't be long.
I know it seems like trials won't end, but keep the faith, my friend.
It won't be long.
See, I speak from experience as a witness.
One thing is
let patience have her perfect work, because
it won't be long.
I know for a fact, based on his holy word, look to God and pray with a sincere heart.
Save me from sin.
Jesus paid the price, so
on Christ I'll depend.
Make up your mind and serve him.
Starting out to the end.
Don't be weary and well doing. Oh, he's coming back for his people.
It won't be long.
I'm here to encourage you to keep the faith.
That's why I'm singing this song.
We're already in the last days.
It won't be long.
It is my duty to be a witness. Just shall live by faith.
Beyond the shadows of a doubt,
the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Faith will make it out.
The just shall live by faith.
Have faith in no doubt.
Overcome every obstacle through prayer. Continue to trust God, because
it won't be long.
I've seen the Lord keep his promises to man.
That's why I'm singing this song.
You're the awesomest, hallelujah. There's no one better than you.
It won't be long.
No one can take your place. Yes, Jehovah God, you're the best. You're the awesomest. Who can we turn to? You're the only one and only true and living, just and only wise God. Surely, we always pray to you. You bless us. You're the blesser, and we are the blessees. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what I'm talking about right here on this fire gospel experience, where we just can't help ourselves, y'all. We're going to get our praise on. We're going to honor God. We're going to glorify God with our very best right here, right here. Sounds of my special guest as we shine our artist spotlight on man of God, none other than Stephen Judah from Indianapolis, Indiana, the Midwest, getting his gospel groove, praise, and ministry on right here on this fire gospel experience. Come on in the room, man of God, Stephen Judah. Yes, sir. Man of God, welcome, Stephen Judah. Welcome.
Yes, yes. God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good. You already know
yes,
that, good brother. How you doing, man? Tell me something good.
Oh, I'm blessed and I know it, and it won't do me no good to complain.
Okay. Complaining ain't never helped the situation, no way.
That's right.
Amen. Listen, man of God, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to my listening audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I go by the name of Stephen Judah. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I, at a young age, when it came to music, I was at the, like, tender age of, like, 8 or 9. Growing up in the household, you know, I myself, my sister's mother, she would play Bob Marley. I shot the sheriff, and she would play even, you know, jazz, Grover Washington. She would play just a number of things, the OJs. You know, she would play just different kinds of music in the house. And she would play Al Green. I mean, I was just tuned in, you know.
Of course.
I had a, you know, yeah. I had a love for music at
Amen.
That time, and I still, yeah. And so as time progressed on, you know, I mean, I started going to, I went to I grew up partially in Indianapolis, Indiana, and partially in Kentucky, and a little bit in Nashville, Tennessee. But I went to church in 2001, and God gave me the Holy Ghost in 2003. I've been with him ever since, 19 years and some time. And God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I like that song that we started off talking about, It Won't Be Long. Tell us about the inspiration of that song and how that really kind of inspires you in your Christian walk.
Oh, well, I was looking around, you know, talking about, you know, I just looking at the situation of the world and how that it won't be long and how that we in the last days and how that song came about. I believe I was at the house and I started singing. I started saying, it won't be long. One thing led to another. I started talking to a young lady on the phone. As a matter of fact, her name is Tracy, but she is deceased now. She went on, you know, the Lord took her, but surely she was a blessed woman of the Lord, and I'm glad that she teamed up with me to represent the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen. You know, our loved ones, sometimes they leave us prematurely. That's why I tell people all the time, love who you can, while you can, with as much as you can, because we don't know when their time or when our time has run out, and it's time for us to leave this earth. Amen?
Yes, that's true.
Amen. Listen, man of God, are you a musician, writer, as well as gospel artist, vocalist?
Yes, I'm a musician and a songwriter and a vocalist. I heard the gentleman that was on the radio show. I'm a poet, but I haven't written anything in a while, you know.
Okay. Sounds like you're trying to get some poetry in on this interview. Are you ready? You got a piece for us, man of God? Come on with it now.
I'd rather leave that alone. It's been a while, you know.
All right, now, good brother. All right. See, now, when you start speaking on stuff, be prepared to bring it, good brother, because you never know who's listening, and you never know when that opportunity may or may not come back around, okay?
All right.
Amen. Listen, man of God. We're going to go ahead and play this other song that you have, because you have blessed me with several songs, and I was sharing with the listeners about how you were so cordial, you were so polite. And a lot of times I think gospel artists think they have to pressure people into, you know, trying to be heard or be seen, but you were very consistent. You were very noticeable in the way that you kept your cordiality. And I want you to know I respect that, because I'm going to tell you something, good brother, since I've been doing this for 8 years, but this Fire Gospel Experience is a four-year project that God has me on. And in 4 years, I have over 1,400 songs submitted to me in 4 years, 1,400 songs. And people don't understand, it's not about our own human efforts that we achieve success. It's about our willingness to submit all that we are and all that we have to the will of God, because God can open doors that no man can shut, and God can shut doors that no man can open. And I don't think we fully understand that. So I'm telling you on the air publicly, I appreciate the way that you carried yourself, because that said a lot about who you are as a man of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And speaking of pressure, I tell you what, good brother, since we're going to have this giant artist spotlight, this Stephen Judah mini concert, let's go on and add prayer pressure to the playlist for the listeners. Amen.
Yeah. This is Stephen Foreman. I just want to let everyone know out there, when it comes to situations not going right, it's time to add prayer pressure to make something happen.
Did you apply prayer pressure?
pressure did you apply? Did you apply? Prayer pressure did you apply? And you really wonder why things are not going right in your life. Please do apply. Prayer pressure, please do apply. Did you apply? Prayer pressure, did you apply? Did you apply? Prayer pressure, did you apply? And you really wonder why things are not going right in your life. Please do apply. Prayer pressure, please do apply.
Right now in this day and time, we need many prayers to go up in Jesus' name. God does answer prayer, and right now is the verse.
You said you worked, yes, 16 hours straight. And they shortened your check, there's no need to be irate. In your knees, pray in Jesus' name, and situations won't remain the same. Please do apply. Prayer pressure, please do apply.
When you're going through, yeah, and you don't know what to do, just lift your hand, yeah, and let God see you through. Yeah. He won't leave you alone, cause he's still on the throne. Yeah. Please do apply. Yeah. Prayer pressure, please do apply.
God answers your prayers, you can go ahead and get your shout on and give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Did hallelujah
you apply? Prayer pressure, did you apply? Did you apply? Prayer pressure, did you apply? And you really wonder why things are not going right in your life. Please do apply. Prayer pressure, please do apply. Did you apply? Prayer pressure, did you apply? Did you apply? Prayer pressure, did you apply? And you really wonder why things are not going right in your life. Please do apply. Prayer pressure, please do apply.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You can put that pressure on them through prayer. Don't you know prayer, faith, and trust in God can make even your enemies be at peace with you? Man of God, man of God, I love the original themes that you bring to your music, and I can appreciate everything that you share. Is there anything that's in your spirit that you'd like to share with the listeners and with me personally as well before we let you go? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you would like to put in our spirit before we let you get out of here, man of God.
Yeah, I would like to say that there's no thing too hard for Jehovah, our Lord, our God. And, you know, I was, I caught a lot of, you know, flack concerning that when I started, you know, actually going in, you know, doing gospel songs and everything. And you know what, everybody was not particularly on one accord with me, but nevertheless, with the help of Jehovah in
all
Jesus'
right
name, I persevered. I like to call it godly perseverance, you know. And I just, you know, I just keep on going and keep on going no matter what, you know. And I truly am an overcomer and not an undergoer, because if I was an undergoer, I would have let everything just, I would have just dropped it all and said, forget it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just keep on going by the help of the Lord, and he is my strength and my
Amen.
Joy.
Amen. Well, listen, good brother, I'm glad that you persevered and kept believing in your calling and in your ministry, because that allowed me to finally meet you and bring you onto this platform, which I hope and pray and believe will help propel you into fresh territory that you have not yet seen before. I believe God is going to bless you for being faithful, for persevering, and for keep believing in him and trusting in him, not only with your ministry, but with your very soul and with your very, very life, depending on God. Like you said, there's no other help other than the help that comes from God Almighty. I want to bless you, man of God. Looking forward to having you come back. Anytime that you are ready to come back and share with us whatever it is God gave you to share, please get in touch with me. If I take too long getting in touch with you, and let me know that you're ready for a comeback on this Fire Your Gospel experience. Would you do that, please, brother? Good brother Steve,
Judah,
Foreman?
Oh, yes, I'm sure. I surely will, dear. I'm the Lord. I will.
Amen. Why don't you give us your contact information in case there's a church that's having a revival, having a concert, or having a men's day and want you to be a part of it after they've heard you on this interview right here on Fire the Gospel Experience? How can they get in touch with you, and where can your music be downloaded? And don't forget to give us all your social media contacts so that my listeners can follow you and support you on social media. How can you be reached for booking?
For booking, they can contact me at area code 317-362-3453. That's my personal cell phone number. They can also contact me, you know, through Facebook. Just go to Stephen Jude on my page. But they will have to go through the messenger. I don't have it. I don't have my Facebook messenger access to where, you know, it's sitting on my page where you can just press the button. So.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
And then your music, where can it be downloaded so that my listeners can just listen to your anointed gospel music just by pushing a button?
I'm on Spotify and I'm also on YouTube and I have music on Instagram, but it's not really posted like it is on Facebook, but Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, those three right there. Yes, I'm right there, you know.
Amen.
Yeah.
And if my listeners would like to make a financial donation to your music ministry, what's your Cash App or what other internet payments do you use so that my listeners can give you a gift every now and then?
As a matter of fact, that's on Tidwell Ministry. That's on Tidwell Ministry. That's right there on Facebook too. Type in Tidwell Ministries and you'll see the page. Just look for my video, which of course I got a song by the name, it's called My Holy Flow.
Amen.
Yeah, so, well,
listen,
yeah,
if y'all just go to Stephen Judah's Facebook page, and I'm sure that there'll be a way that you'll be able to connect with this man of God and support him financially through prayers and, of course, through obtaining his gospel music and helping him spread the message of Jesus Christ throughout wherever we are. Amen. Because I'll be playing it loud and proud while I'm riding down the street. I do like I used to do before I accepted Jesus Christ. I rolled my window down and had my music blasting. So I have no problem with rolling my gospel music down and blasting that too whenever the mood hit me. Man of God, Stephen Judah, thank you for joining us. You are welcome to come back anytime to this Fire Gospel Experience. You hear me, man of God?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
All glory to God. Hallelujah.
Y'all shining that artist spotlight on this awesome young man of God doing what he do for Jesus. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loud and proud man of God, Stephen Judah, right here on this fire gospel experience. And just in case y'all thought we was through with our Stephen Judah mini concert, we ain't through. Man, don't y'all know he got some more music? I'm here to tell y'all. He gonna let you know. Well, no rap. What you talking about, Ron? What do you mean? Well, no rap. Why don't you let him, brother Stephen Judah, explain it to you? That's better. Here you go.
are being raped. People's houses are being broken into, as well as their cars. And just so many things that are evil and wrong are happening here in this world. And we need to come together for Jehovah God's plan.
We have some whites against some blacks, and it really is truly a mess. And the priest and the people do need to go ahead and confess. We have some people out there putting their sons in a dress. Holy class is in session, and we all need to pass the test. Spirits out there and people making them sin, and that proves that you don't need whiskey, vodka, or gin, or any other substance out there to control you. Put your faith in Jesus Christ and He will see you through.
Hello, I am teacher, author, born-again believer, woman of God, Trina R. Ford. I am grateful to God Almighty who has called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone to speak life, love, and spiritual healing at your conference, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 870-329-3556 or by email at treford91@gmail.com. And if you're looking for great spiritual insight, inspiration, and uplift, I encourage you to read my newly released book, Just Breathe, The Testament of a Breast Cancer Survivor. You can order my book at Amazon.com, or for an autographed copy, you can order on Facebook, author Trina Ford, or contact me directly. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the music is moving, unrestrained, and of biblical inspiration. Be a blessing to family and friends, and let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright as you encourage them to keep their radio tuned to Fire, the Kingdom Building Gospel Experience.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. Pine Bluff, Arkansas's very own Trina R. Ford, written a book, Just Breathe, talking about her seasons of testing and trials, going through the devastating realization of cancer in her life, as well as how it affected her and family members and her mindset, as well as so many other things. Amen. Goes right there. Why don't you go ahead and check that out? Woman of God, Trina Ford, you can go ahead and download that book, purchase it. I'm sure just Google the book title, Just Breathe by Trina R. Ford, and you'll be blessed by her life story testimony. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, where we are sharing inspirational word from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, and we're talking about godliness and contentment. Oh my, those are two heavyweights in this Christian life. Verse 6 of 1 Timothy chapter 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. My question is, do we really understand what it truly means to be content and have contentment? To just have what I have and be who I be and perform what I grin and bear it and secretly hate who I am and what I do just because I'm supposed to? After all, isn't that the Christian thing to do? Fake it until we make it? So, if I really truly and deeply understand contentment, how in the name of Peter, Paul, and John am I supposed to apprehend this contentment? And then even so, with a combined essence and affiliation of godliness on top? Wow. Now that's a lot. We have to go back some and understand what started the Apostle Paul on this discourse to his young protege, Pastor Timothy. 1 Timothy 6 and 2 says, those who have believing masters should not show them disrespect just because they are fellow believers. Instead, they should serve them even better because their masters are dear to them as fellow believers and are devoted to the welfare of their slaves. This biblical teaching began when the apostle shared about relationships. Those who may have authority in some ways over our lives on how they and we should work together for each other's well-being. The word of God continues. It says, these are the things you are to teach and insist on. Verse 3 says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to do godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. This right here is the crux of the matter. The dividing line between who is of Christ and who is the only Redeemer and Savior, and who is not of Christ, and who does not have Jesus Christ as their only redeeming Savior, thinking they can fake that too. No, when we choose to oppose the ways and will of God, we have no other choice or retreat except to de-escalate into a downward spiral of our own deprived humanity, which is all the residue of every man, woman, boy, and child that has no spiritual connection with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4b says, they have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt minds, who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. Oh my goodness. Listen, our egotistical mindset is on full throttle apart from the spiritual tempering that comes from having Holy Spirit God on our inside, who transforms us from those extremely self-centered characteristics that the Apostle Paul just got through speaking of And Holy Spirit God takes us into a transforming work to emulate our Lord Jesus day by day and moment by moment. Yes, we're talking about godliness and contentment right here on this fire gospel experience. Here's one of my favorite groups talking about Judah's Run, because when you get to certain points in your spiritual walk, you ask the question, well, where do we go from here? Here's the answer from Jonah's Run. You go on from here.
Ooh, oh, oh.
Everybody suffering over a broken relationship. Everybody in bondage waiting on closure that may never come. I want to talk to every divorcee. Every person whose friends or family have turned their back on them. Every pastor who has suffered loss in your ministry. Don't you lose another night's sleep. Don't you shed another tear. Through and by the grace of God, say this with us.
Now life's not through. I'm learning to.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, you get up off your spiritual self and dust your sanctified self off, and you move on from here. No matter what we've done, we can confess it to God, move away from that thing, and ask God to give us strength and forgive us and move on from here. Sounds of Jonah's Run right here on this fire gospel experience. We are still embracing the thought of contentment and godliness. The Bible says it's great gain, and if the Bible said it, I believe it. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6, chapter 6, verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Godliness is that overall willingness and appropriation of allowing God to have the whole and full authority over all of our lives. Simply put, to be like God in all his ways, to be more like who and how God created us to be, unlike those who choose not to be more like God, has a very, very disappointing and disastrous end coming. Verse 9 says, those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. How many times have we seen that? Verse 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. So, when we speak of contentment, from a biblical and spiritual perspective, it means that I have what I have and I'm blessed and okay. It's not a matter of me liking or disliking my current situation. It is that I choose to be thankful for what God is providing me and not let my ego or the devil make me feel deprived, depressed, and think that God will not provide for me. Contentment is an inner peace, an external lifestyle that shows God a humble and a grateful heart, mind, and spirit. Our circumstances, situation, and wishes and wants list notwithstanding. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank my special guest. Awesome men of God. It's like men's day on this fire gospel experience. Talking about man of God, realtor. He is a top producing realtor right there in Houston. Speaker, purpose coach, author, poet, and mentor, man of God, Andre Notice was here. And then our artist, Shine Artist Spotlight, was on Man of God, urban gospel artist, producer, musician, and songwriter, Stephen Judah. Amen. I want to leave y'all with one final word before I let y'all get up out of here. Don't let your emotions have you feeling in ways where you can't see God. I want to thank y'all. I want to bless y'all in the beautiful name of Jesus. I leave you with our Shine Artist Spotlight coming back at the end of this fire gospel experience. Man of God, Stephen Judah. Don't you know he just wants to let you know that who have I? And that's nobody but God. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name.
Jehovah God, who have I but thee? Jehovah God, who have I but thee? You're the only one that helps me. You're the only one I need. Jehovah God, who have I but thee? Jehovah God. to go. But hold me. You're the only one I call on. You are my strength, Jehovah God. Who have I but thee? When I call on you, you do not fail. You cause my soul not to burn in hell. Or the lake of fire, as far as I can tell. And I hear your word as clear as a bell. Jehovah God, who have I but thee? Jehovah God, who have I but thee? You're the only one that helps me. You're the only one I need. Jehovah God, who have I but thee? When I bend my knees and pray at night, or even in the day, it's about your way. What more can I really, really, really can I say? Jehovah God, who have I but thee? Jehovah God, who have I but thee?